Okay, it's October 10th, 2018, approximately 3:28 hours. Rodriguez, I'm going to interview AMR 441 personnel regarding RB 18-158882. Okay, gents. So I'm gonna talk to you guys real quick. Can I talk to you guys individually and maybe have one, whoever I'm talking to first, just sit there so we can get some light in the unit, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I got my light on me too.
Okay.
If you want, you guys can light this whole place.
Yeah. It should be fine. I have a light too. I just don't want to blast anybody out. All right.
You want one at a time?
Yeah. Okay. Please. Okay. So your first name, please.
John.
Last name? Your birthday? Do you know your CDL number?
I'll double check.
Okay. Oh, I can get it in a second. Can I get your residence address? Oh, okay. There we go. And that's current on the...
Yeah, everything's current.
Okay. It's gonna be a long day for us.
Yeah.
Okay. There's that. And then you have a cell phone number or?
Yeah, 805.
And then do you have a work number?
Just that one there.
Okay.
Because the only other one we have is the rig phone number, but it stays with the rig.
Okay.
So we're medic 441.
And then what's your title with AMR?
Paramedic.
How long have you been with them?
15 years.
Okay.
2.5 in Ventura County.
Where are you, what's your base assignment?
Our station.
Okay.
Is Brian. 166 North Moore Park, right?
Right.
166 North Moore Park Road. It's right off of Moore Park in Hillcrest.
And that's TO?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And so that station's called, is 441?
Yeah, station 441.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you just start off with the beginning of, when you started your shift for...
The whole shift?
Yeah. Not tell me about what happened, but just when you started.
This morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing really.
Just tell me what date and time you started.
Oh, okay. So we started, I believe, 10/9.
Okay, so yesterday?
Yesterday.
So today Wednesday morning.
I'm sorry, yeah. 10/10. Okay, so we started, 10/9, Tuesday morning at 0700.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you wanted to hear about full.
No, not just here. I just want to get a starting point of when you started. Okay. So you started Tuesday morning at 7.
Yep.
And then when was your shift ending?
It'll end today at 10:10 at 0700.
Okay. So you're working a 24-hour shift?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then who's your partner today?
Brian.
Brian?
Brian.
And what's his title?
Paramedic.
Paramedic? Okay. So regarding the incident that we're at now, just start from the beginning of how you got involved.
Okay. So we first pulled up after Esso and after 31. We were actually parked on that side of the rig over there, on the south side of the engine. And when we first pulled up, we noticed that two of the firefighters were already out, and they were backing up. And when we pulled up, we asked them what's going on, and they said, oh, the guns were drawn. So then they told us to get back. So we put our rig in reverse also, and backed up maybe 20 feet, give or take. And then while we were sitting over there, probably just after a few minutes, all of a sudden you could hear the shots.
Okay.
So we looked over to see what's going on, and then we saw the suspect or victim fall to the ground. And then we waited over there, same position right next to the engine, for probably about 4 or 5 minutes. And then after that, they said, come on in. So then we pulled the rig up, came around here. I parked it like this because we thought we were going to do a load and go. So we're going to load them up and move out of here fast. I can just go back that way towards Robles. And then once we got out, they all kind of attended to the patient.
And that's being all the fire guys?
The firefighters and my medic as well, my partner. And I was starting to grab equipment. So I grabbed the gurney, backboard, C-spine equipment. That's all that he's in right now.
Okay.
So I was grabbing all that equipment. And then from there, let's say I was more standing back. I wasn't really directly involved on cutting clothes or checking pulses or anything like that. I was kind of standing back and kind of watching everything kind of happen. As they were cutting the shirt off, they put the monitor on him, pulled the monitor off, rolled him onto the backboard, was getting set on the backboard, patched him up to the monitor, and that's when his rhythm declined to where we called him a DOA.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And then after that, we just kind of standing over here.
Okay. So I'm going to go back and just try to get detailed. And prior to you getting here, how were you notified, or how did that go about?
So we were dispatched for a CC.
Okay. And where are you at?
So we were at Hillcrest Memorial Park. We were just getting back from the station. Okay. From the Nevada call.
Okay.
So we drove.
So were you guys, like, literally driving back to the station, like,
yes,
near your station? Okay.
Yeah. We were making a left hand, a left turn on Hillcrest.
Okay.
So going eastbound.
Okay.
And then normally we make a right into the station, but this popped up on our CAD.
Okay.
So we just continued.
And what was the call?
The call came out as a traffic accident.
A traffic accident. Yes. Okay. And did it say where it was at, or?
Said it was at Duesenberg. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but okay, right here, Duesenberg and Hillcrest.
Okay. So you get dispatched to a TC,
yes,
on Hillcrest and Duesenberg
area.
Okay. Do you guys get radio dispatched to, or just simply like electronic through CAD?
Radio and CAD. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Well, okay. And are you the driver of your unit?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So then that's when you guys respond.
Yes.
And the fire trucks, you said that you parked, it'd be a little bit behind the last rig that's there? Is that
what? Yeah, so the last rig that's there on the left-hand side and back a little bit further. I'd say back maybe about 10 feet.
So it'd be a little bit south?
Like southwest.
South.
The front of the engine, not the truck, but the engine right there.
Okay. Okay. And then that's when you get out, you see fire personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that they were kind of standing back there, or?
So they were. So, I mean, initially when we got here, they were already kind of going in reverse and backing up. So we didn't get out of the rig.
Okay.
I rolled down the window and I asked them what was going on.
So you're talking to them on their, like, passenger side of their rig over there, right?
Yes, but okay, they're out of their vehicle.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Two of them were out of the vehicle, and then two were still in their vehicle.
Okay.
So, and as they were kind of, they were backing them out, I kind of rolled down my window and asked them what was going on, and that's when they told us to back up because the guns were drawn.
Okay, so that's what they told you, guns are drawn?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Guns are drawn, we're backing up to a safe distance until okay. It's clear.
Okay. Anything else? Do you recall them saying anything else, or...?
No.
Okay.
No, it was just that. And then we all backed up. That truck was backing up over there. The engine backed up straight where it is right now. And then I backed up to right on the other side of it, like I told you, about 10 feet back kind of from it, kind of southwest of it. And then we didn't really get out of the vehicle. I had the door open as we were waiting, but we didn't get out of the vehicle. And two of the firefighters were standing on the back side of the engine, and they can kind of see, they had a line of sight of what's going on.
Okay.
So they were kind of relaying.
So are they watching from, like, where we're standing right now, from the like, our right side of it? Like,
yes.
Over that fireman?
Yes.
But further behind, toward the end, or the back of their unit?
Yes,
okay.
The back of the engine.
Okay, so a couple guys are watching it,
yeah.
And you're on the opposite side of the.
Yes, I'm on that side.
Okay, so do you have a view of what's going on?
I didn't have a line of sight.
No, okay. No,
I couldn't see. Okay. We could only hear.
And you can't see because of all this fire trucks and units that are there.
The
right?
engine was in the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're back there waiting,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot see what. So what? What do you see or hear from that point?
So the next thing I hear, as we're still sitting in our rig, was the sound of gunshots.
Okay.
That's when...
Do you know how many gunshots you heard?
At first I was thinking 5 or 6.
Okay. So approximately 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, initially that's what I was thinking in my head.
Okay.
So, and at that time is when I even got out of the rig to kind of see what was going on.
Okay. So I'm gonna stop you right there.
Yep.
When you hear these gunshots, do you hear any voices or any talking?
I
didn't. No. Okay. Okay. But you hear about 5 to 6 gunshots.
Yes.
And so then you get out of your unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what happens from there?
From there, I peeked around on the front side of the engine here, on the driver, I guess the passenger front. I peeked around.
All the way up at this front unit, or are there the rear unit?
The rear unit.
Okay.
This one they just moved a little bit ago.
Oh, okay.
This truck right here was over there the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Where they're standing, actually.
Okay.
On the side of the curb. So I peeked around the engine, the bigger unit.
Okay. So there's only 2 cars there right now, right? Two fire cars?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I peeked around there, and that's when I saw... the patient, our
okay.
patient, kind of collapsed to the ground.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I saw. And then...
And so I see where he's at, or I saw where he's at right now,
yes.
which is towards the north side of the street,
yes.
towards the curb. Where did you see him collapse at? Is it...
So, kind of like,
yeah, yeah.
So, where he is right now, and you see, I want to say that that's his shirt right there that they cut off.
Okay.
I want to say he was right where... that shirt ended.
Okay.
So to the left. So right where that shirt to the left where it stops is I think where he fell originally.
Okay. So where he's at right now,
mm-hmm.
where you saw him collapse is just a couple feet south of where he's currently at.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think it's about maybe 2 feet.
Okay. So you see him collapse in that area.
Yes.
What else? Where? What do you? Is there? Do you get to see his direction?
Which way he was facing?
Yeah.
From what I can remember, he was facing this way towards the officers.
Okay.
I remember seeing, at least 2
okay.
officers.
So he's facing south?
Yes.
He's facing south?
He was facing south, and I think when we... So I'm trying to picture when we first got to him, when I saw him, and I think he was facing this way.
Okay. So he collapsed, and now what else do you see?
So after that is when we went back to our rig, so I hopped back in, so I didn't see anything else until we got
here. Now you mentioned that he was facing towards the officer. When you see him collapse, do you see any deputies or police officers?
I remember seeing, I want to say at least 2.
Okay.
It may have been a 3rd. But... I want to say I remember at least seeing two officers.
And where are they at in relation to where he was?
So I'd say right at the front.
Oh, sorry. That's all right.
Yeah, I'd say right at the front of this obstacle there. So, or actually, you know what, right on this black and yellow line, but directly in front of where the patient was.
Okay, so there.
Yellow. I want to say they were like right over there.
Okay, so they're even where he's at right now, but they're just south of him.
Exactly. They're
along the black and yellow road street. So, I mean, just like, and he at the time is where that. A little bit south of where he is currently.
Yes.
Correct. So, I mean.
I've never been good at that.
Okay.
8 feet, 10 feet.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, just for common sense terms, I would say like a sedan car length
yeah.
away from where he's at, you
yeah,
know, or approximately.
Yeah, currently.
Yeah. Okay. So, you see, how many officers do you see in that area?
I know two for sure.
Okay.
I want to say three, but I know two for sure.
Okay. Now, when he collapsed, was he saying anything or?
No.
Okay. Now, regarding them, do you hear them, the officers, say anything, or do you recall what they were doing or saying?
No,
or?
I couldn't really hear voices. Yeah. The only thing I could hear is when the captain was able to kind of yell out his window because their engine was on.
Okay.
And our engine was on, and between their diesel and our gas, I couldn't really hear voices.
Okay. So you see him collapse, you see the two officers there. Do you get to see what they're, like, their direction or what they're doing?
The officers were facing north towards
okay.
the patient.
So they're facing him. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you recall how the distance or relationship between the officers from each other? Now, I know you said that they're about, like, up this yellow line, so they're about a car length, eight to 10 feet away from him. Do you know how close?
How far the officers were, how they were lined up?
Yeah.
I don't, because I only saw them going this way, so it looked like they could have been close, they could have been far.
Okay.
The direction that I was looking at,
Were they in line with each other, though, as far as, like east to west, like from what you saw there?
From what I remember, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you see them holding anything or anything about them, or did you just see bodies?
I saw bodies, but I could see their arms out kind of like this.
Okay.
But you couldn't really see like what they were holding.
So they're like in a, like holding like a...
I guess a shooting stance?
A shooting stance,
yeah.
Yeah.
A shooting
okay.
stance.
But you didn't get to see their actual weapons?
No, I couldn't tell. I wouldn't have been able to tell if it was a taser versus a gun.
Okay.
Whatever else.
Okay. But they are in like a shooting stance.
Yes.
Okay. So then, and you see this from this side of the fire truck, the north side of the fire truck, or
no, actually the south side.
Okay, you're on.
So outside. I've seen it. So I was peeking through on the south side of the fire truck.
Okay. Okay. So then, you see him, the patient, collapse, and
yes.
You see the officers in the shooting stance.
Yes, sir.
And then from there, what happens? What do you do next?
So from there, the only thing that we did is I went back, got in my rig, because I thought they were going to bring us in right away.
Uh-huh.
And I was basically sitting in the rig for quite some time, so I didn't see anything until fire said, come on in.
What's your best estimate of the from the time he collapsed till the time you guys act on at that point?
I want to say it's at least 4 minutes.
Okay, so it's a few minutes then. Yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I do recall one more thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Before I forget, I do recall I did get back out of the ambulance a second time, and that was because the firefighters were saying something I couldn't hear, so I walked behind the engine, right where I believe that's the corner thing,
okay.
Where that van is, and the firefighters, and I could see an officer saying, fire, like, flagging us in. So the firefighters were trying to tell us that we were clear to go in. And then that's when I kind of got out to see what was going on. And then I could see them flagging us in.
Okay.
So that's, I forgot about that part.
And just so I'm clear, too, now that I'm going to ask you, the fire, what do you call the big one?
The engine.
Okay.
Yeah, the engine and rescue.
So the engine, from the time, like, that you see him, the patient collapse and the officers and all that that's going on, has that moved or has that been...
No, that stayed put.
Okay, so...
That has not moved.
So that has not moved, and your unit was off to the southwest of it, and you're moving physically, like walking about that, you know, to the rear of that engine that's there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got out and peek, and then you saw the an officer wave to the fire guys like they're clear to come in.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So is that when you guys come up or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The firefighters were walking up. We pulled up to where we are now.
Okay.
And we have moved.
Yeah. Okay. And then you had already explained to me that you got some equipment ready, and fire and your partner were working on the patient?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that you kind of just got the equipment ready and were, did you actually touch the patient?
No.
No? Okay. Did you see your partner touch him?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Now, once you go up to him with equipment, and you said he was a little bit south of it, just a few feet over from where he's at now. How did he get to that, to the spot where he's at now?
Where he's at now. So initially, when we first got there, he was laying on his right side. So as if he was still facing towards the officers. Does that make sense?
Okay. So he.
Yeah. So when he collapsed, he was what we call it right lateral.
Okay.
Where he was laying like this.
Okay. So he's on the right side of his body?
Yes.
Okay. Is he alive? Is he doing anything? Is he saying anything? Okay.
Completely unresponsive. Not saying a word.
Okay.
The firefighters or my partner, because I don't know if I actually saw who did this, rolled him on his back, started cutting his shirt off. Or this is where it kind of gets buggy because I didn't really pay attention to see kind of like in what order that they were doing things. But I can't remember if they cut his shirt off as he was laying on his right side and then moved him back, or if he moved him to his back and then cut his shirt off. But while all that was going on, my partner was involved in getting him patched up to our monitor so we could see what kind of cardiac rhythm he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's looking a little cold.
It's okay.
And I know the initial rhythm was he was pulseless. He didn't have a pulse, and he was not breathing. So I found that out when I was kind of standing there. So at that time, I went to go grab. I come back here, and I grab what's the head blocks and the C collars. Okay. So then I come back, and then they're getting ready to roll him and then put him on the backboard. And once he was on the backboard, the leads came off. We strapped him in real quick. And then what we did is after we strapped him in, my partner and one of the firefighters put the leads back on. And then that's when we found out his cardiac rhythm was basically, it went from having some electrical activity to none. And he was known as a systole now. So at that point is when we declared him dead on arrival.
Okay. Okay.
I know my vision is kind of mixed up because I wasn't paying attention to everything that was going on as far as detail goes.
And is that because you're getting equipment and you're coming and going back and forth from...
Exactly. Okay. I probably went back and forth with the rig maybe three times.
Okay.
In a time frame. I mean, I wasn't even getting equipment. I came back to the rig and I was moving bags to the front, so I had enough room for the firefighters.
Okay. Now, regarding the patient, did you see, in your dealing with him when you go up there, did you see him have any, like, property and or weapons or anything around him or in his possession or in his area at the scene up there? Because I haven't been up there myself, so.
Okay. The only thing that I noticed that would be his would be, I don't know if it's still there, but a pocket knife that
okay.
is open.
Okay.
And that was, it's laying, I think that's still it. It's laying right where that curb, where the, so that curb hits the asphalt. Right there. And it looks like maybe it's 4 feet away from him, give or take, right now.
So it's a little bit north of him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That okay. was the only thing that I saw. Other than his clothes, I didn't see anything.
Okay. Now that pocket knife, how big is it approximately?
Maybe I'd say 4 to 5 inch blade.
Okay. And do you know what color, like, the knife? Okay.
The blade was silver, and I think the handle was silver, too.
Okay. I see something kind of reflective there, so that's what that is, like,
I think that's what it is.
Kind of like even with his head, but just north of him?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you get to see what any of the officers were doing at this time when you're not, or do you recall if they're even around, or?
They were around, I'm trying to think. I know we had one officer, with two officers, I think we had one officer where his feet were. Standing there where his feet were, and he was handcuffed when we first got there.
Okay.
Forgot about that. He was handcuffed when we first got there, and one of the officers was kneeling behind him and took the handcuffs off for us so we can kind of start our treatment.
Okay. And so after you guys pronounced him, what have you done since then, or?
So after we pronounced him, we left him the way he is, which okay. right then and there. Brought our bag and our gurney back to the ambulance, and then put it back inside. And then that was been over here.
Okay. Okay.
So we haven't really done that though.
Okay. So I appreciate your time. I'll give you my business card, like. For whatever reason, if something comes up later, okay. you can feel free to call me. We're kind of in and out of the office, so
okay.
it's connected to our county email and the voicemail system. So if anything comes up, if you feel like you need to talk to me or whatever, feel free to call and leave a message, and I'll give the fucker back to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right, John. Appreciate you giving me a detailed statement. Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna talk to your partner here or one of the other guys. So, give us a second here. Okay.
Yes,
that was nice meeting you. Thank you. Thank you.